The Divrei Torah tonight, Eli Nishmas Yitzhak Isaac ben Menashe Tzvi, Nishon Shev Aliyah, and Bimelitz Yeshar Kol Kol Yisrael. Rashi, the beginning of the parasha, brings to the Medrash that Aaron, felt very bad for himself and for Shevet Levi that they didn't participate in Chanukas HaMishkan, took up the lion's share of last week's parasha. Shevet Levi, he as the Nasi did not participate, and so Rashi brings from Chazal that he was consoled with the fact that Ata Malik Umetivis Aneris, you get the menorah, you get that Lokas HaMenorah. So to sort of understand what was he missing out on, and in what way the menorah is a consolation, that it's even more than that, Shochol Gedol Misham, the menorah is even greater than what the Nesiim did. So I'd like to learn with you briefly a very interesting Ramazim that Rashi brings from Rav Moshe Adarshan on what the Matonas HaNesiim were. And then perhaps we could get a glimpse into in what way the menorah is greater. So Rashi brings from Yisoro Shor Moshe Adarshan, Karas Kesef. So everyone brought a plate of silver. Min Eis Yosef Begamacha Tuftuf Kuf Lamed. Kenei Shmosu Shal Barishon Karas Kesef is Gematria 930, as long as Adam Barishon lived. Shalshim Me'al Mishkor weighed 130. Al Shem Kishem Mitolza Kiyam Alam Be'Me'al Shoshim Shana Haya. That's when Adam had kids, right, to keep the world going. He was 130 years old. Shenemar Vayichi Adam Shoshim Atshana Vayol Beduso Tzav. Adam was 130 years, and he begat in his likeness, and that was Chase. So the obvious question is, who cares, right? Talking about the years Adam Rishon lived, how old he was when he had kids, and how old he was kids. What about Cain and Hevel? He was 130 when he had Chase. He had Cain and Hevel and other kids before that. So Mizrak Echad Kesef, right? So there was a Mizrak is a type of vessel to pour with out of silver. So this is very interesting. It's Gematria Tuf Kuf Chaf. It's Gematria 520. Now 520 appears to be read disjointed. 520, right? What's Tuf Kuf Chaf? Al Shem Noach Shimon told us Ben Tuf Kuf Shana, right? That Noach was 500 years old when he had kids, right? Right, Valshem Esrim Shana Shigzogeres Amabu Kodem Tosav, and 20 years earlier, right, prior to his having kids, 20 years earlier, there was the Gzera of the Mabu. So 520 is actually 520. How old he was when he had kids, right? We don't care how long he lived by Noach. How old he was when he had kids, and 20 years before he had kids, right, was the Gzera of the Mabu, as Rashi says, as I was in the Farsha of Pazik, Vayu Yom Av Me'av Sarah, man has 120 years to live at the end of Parsha's Bereshis. Right, and then Shivim Shekels Keneged Shimon Shiotzri Barav. It's Keneged the 70 nations that came out of the children of Noach. Kaf Echad, and there's like a one spoon that's Keneged the Torah Shnitnam Yerusha Koshul. That's Keneged the Torah that came from the palm of God. And it was 10 gold Asar Zav Keneged Asar Sadibras. The Luchas had the 10 commandments, were engraved on them. Meleak Torah, and that cup was filled with Torah, with incense. So Rashi says, Torah is Gematria Tariag, Gematria of 613 mitzvahs. If you exchange the kuf for a dalit with the system of atbash, exchange an aleph for a tav, and beis for a shin, and gimel for a resh, right? So dalit is a kuf, right? And then Parachad Keneged Avram Vino Sheikov Vaykach Ben Bokar Ayelachad Keneged Yitzchak Ben the Ayelachad is Keneged Yitzchak Shem Vaykach Sail by Kenes Yitzchak Keves Echad is Keneged Yaakov Avinu Vaksav for Yaakov because he fought with Lavan over sheep. And then Seir Izim Lechaper Mechiras Yosef, and then they brought a goat to be Mechaper Mechiras Yosef Kapara for selling Yosef, because what they do, what was the ruse? They killed a goat and dipped his cloak in blood, so they bring a goat as a chatas to be Mechaper for Mechiras Yosef. It was actually Bakar Shlamim and Bakar Shnaim. So for Shlam they brought two cattle that's connected Moshe and Aaron that make peace between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Elim, Aturim, and Kvasim, these three types of sheep type of creatures, three types, Keneged Kohen Levim Yisraim, Keneged Torah Nevim Ksuvim, and there were five of each one, Keneged the five commandments on one of the Luchas, the five on the other, and the Chamisha Chumshim. All right, this is what it says in Yisoro Shred Moshe Darshan. Now, the part about Torah and the Avos, you know, and mitzvahs, that we can understand, you know, that the Shekhinah now is going to dwell in the Mishkan in the merit of the Avos, and in the merit of the fact that we are Makabel Torah and we have Tariyat Mitzvah, so that's not so hard to understand. You know, the question is, there are four things that don't belong, right? How old Adam, how much Adam lived, right? How old he was when he had Chase. How old Noah was when he had kids. We don't care how long he lived. And at 20 years earlier, there was a Xer of the Mabel. Who cares? And finally, the third, the last thing that doesn't belong is, why do you want to mention Mechiras Yosef at a time like this? That over here, we want to bring a Karban Chatos to be Mechaper on the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. The Rambam's Mor Nevuchim, the first third, is a philosophical dictionary. And in the seventh chapter, he has a entry on the word Yeled. Right? So he goes through the whole first third, you know, different terms, showing that they have a philosophical meaning. So in chapter 7, on the verb Yeled, to beget, you know, to have a, to give birth. So he points out that this idea applies to thought. Right? You know, the axioms that you start out with, that's the first generation idea. And then the chidush that you build on that, you know, that's a second generation idea. Right? So chidushei ha-machshavot are called yeladim. Right? And, you know, an example from that in halacha, even though he doesn't use this example, but that's what it means, that they're lamites avos melachos of Shabbos. Right? The first, you know, the way it was in the Mishkan is the first generation idea. That's the Av Malacha. The Tolda is anything that has the same concept. That's the Tolda. So in the Mishkan, if, you know, they did Tochein by the Shchikat HaSamamomim, you know, when they ground up the dyes, right? So that's the first generation effect. And that, from that, we learn anything, like to grind up an onion. You know, it's also Gedulei Karka. It's the same idea applied to something else. That's a Tolda. That's applying the idea further, second generation idea. Where we also have this in halacha is by the arba avos nezikim, right? So avos michlal de ika toldos keren, right? You know, horn. So anything that has the same idea of kavanoso lahazik, like a kick, that's a tolda of keren. Shein yesh hano lezek, anything that the animal gets pleasure from doing. So like rolling on fruits, you know, to alleviate a back itch, you know, that's, you know, also that's a tolda of shame because it's getting hana from what it's doing, etc., etc. So that's the av tolda relationship that we have in halacha is exactly what the Rambam's describing. There's the original idea, and then how you apply the idea further. And he says, just like there's the, it applies to ideas, right, themselves, axioms to their applications, also goes Rebbe to Talmud. And the Rambam, you know, makes, you know, reference. He doesn't actually quote the whole Chazal, but he's alluding to the famous Chazal of Kol Melamed es Ben Chavero Torah, Malav Akosav Kilu Yoldo. You teach your friend's son Torah. It's as if you gave birth to him. Right? So, you know, so you see that the idea of to beget, right, applies to ideas, whether it's a Chiddush or whether it's your Talmud, that the ideology is going second generation. So it goes the Rambam further and says that's what it means, right? It says by Adam Arishan that at the age of 130, Vayoed b'dmuso b'tzamo. It doesn't say it not by Cain, not by Hevel, and not by the also. It says Vayoed b'nei baros Arishan had even more kids that aren't mentioned by name in the Chumash. Never says Vayoed b'dmuso b'tzamo. Only by Shais. Why is that? So the Rambam in the same parak says because only Shais was willing to be makabel the Torah of Adam Arishan. Right? Shais was not just his biological son, he was his ideological son. Right? And therefore, it's called Vayod B'dmuso B'tzamo, because you know what gives the Tzelem Elokim? The Tzelem Elokim doesn't come from DNA. Mm-hmm. It's not, our Tzelem is not the shape of our organs. Our Tzelem comes from the Torah. Right? And, you know, the and this is what it means. That Gemara Bab Metzia, that if your Rebbe's thing went missing and your father, you know, he has an Aveda and your father has an Aveda, you bring back that of your Rebbe's first. She'oviv mevi olam hazeh, rabo mevi olam haba. So says the Ari, that's literal. You're in olam haba, your father is your Rebbe. He gave you the tzelem that makes you immortal. Right? The tzelem Elohim comes from the Torah. Right? It doesn't come from the DNA. So Vayod b'dmuso b'tzalmo, he was the one kid who had a tzelem. Because he was the one kid of Adam Rishon that was willing to be Makabel Adam Rishon's Torah. That's what the Rambam says. And he says, all the other generations until Noach, where we don't ever see ever again, Vayod b'dmuso b'tzamo, none of those generations want to be Makabel Adam Rishon's Torah. And they said they were humanoid, But they didn't have a Tzelem Elokim, says the Rambam. And a human being with the potential for a Tzelem but doesn't use it, of course, all that potential goes for vices if you don't apply it for good. And that's, you know, the hashkasa of all those deris that there were until the Mabul came and wiped them out. But who survived? Right? Noach. Right. So now with this Rambam, you know, he doesn't extend it further, but you can understand a very interesting idea or a thing that Chazal are alluding to. In Chazal, wherever you see the term Ben Noach, what's it referring to? What's a Ben Noach? A goy. Right? A Ben Noach is the good guy. Every time you open a sugya, if it starts off Ben Noach, that's the good guy, right? Where he's right, who's keeping the Shem Mitzvah Ben Noach. The bad guy is called Akum. You'll find it throughout Halacha, throughout Chazal. So, right? That's right. That's the bad guy, right? But the good guy is called a Ben Noach. Why did a Goyim, why are they exclusively called Bnei Noach and we're not? Right? Am Yisrael is never called Bnei Noach, right? We're called Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. As if Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov hatched from somewhere. I mean, they also came from Noach. Right, the pshat is like this. Right, going with this Rambam. The idea, right? The idea of a ben over here is referring to ideological children, not DNA. Of course, we all, Am Yisrael also, DNA-wise, traces back to Noach no less than the Goyim. Right? But the Goyim go, they're Bnei Noach, like we use the term Ben Torah, right? They have the Noach ideology, and they have the Tzelem Elokim that Noach was able to bring into the world that caused a certain stability to humanity that now the world will never be destroyed again. They're not Jewish, right? But they have a certain Tzelem. It's the end of Parshas Noach that says, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asa Asa Adam. This is referred to Bnei Noach, right? He brought a certain Tzelem into the world that stabilized humanity and kept it, you know, above the animal, right? But that's their Tzelem. Am Yisrael has a different Tzelem. Am Yisrael that we call our forefathers Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and that's the halacha. Ain korin la'avos el shlosha. We have three fathers, not more, not less. We don't call Noach Avinu. It's Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They are our forefathers. They, not more, not less. Ain korin la'avos el shlosha, because the Tzelem of Am Yisrael, that we have a unique form, that Rachmonim, Baishonim, Gomlei Chasorim, the Kaidur Rachmonim from Yaakov Avinu, Baishonim from Yitzchak Avinu, Gomlei Chasorim from Avram Avinu. We have a special form, right, a special Tzelem, Besod Atem Kriyim Adam, Ven Akum Kriyim Adam, this is what Chazal allude to, we're called Adam, and they're not called Adam. We have a type of Tzelem that's in a certain way reminiscent of Adam Rishon before the sin. Whereas their Tzelem is the form that humanity fell to after the sin. So Noach stabilized and gave a certain Tzelem to that humanity, and all the good Goyim are Bnei Noach. They're following the ideology, they're following the Derech of Noach. We follow the Derech of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And if we have a different Tzelem, they're called our fathers, they're called our ideological fathers. And that's what the Tzelem comes from, ideology, not from DNA. The inyan of, you know, the Tzelem Elokim of the Adam was that this was supposed to be the creature that has Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vasui Mikdash Shechanti B'socham, as Chazal say, B'tocho lo ne'emar el B'tocham, the Ikar Shechina is supposed to be in Am Yisrael, in the people. But because of Cheta Egel, right, so the Tzelem got tainted, so we have to have, so the Shechina can only be revealed in a special secure perimeter, where the Tzelem is pure. And that's the Mishkan. All the Rizoyar and all the Rishonim and all the Midrashim all agree on one principle, that the Mishkan is set up like a mini-universe and also like a person who is an Olam Katan, right? The Luchos in the Aron are like the heart, the Kruvim on top of the Aron are like the lungs are on top of the heart, etc., etc. It's all in Chazal already, showing parallels between the human form and the construct of the Mishkan and its Kalim, right? Because that's called, as it were, a form, a human form that's still pure, because our form has been tainted by Cheta Egel. But of course, that Mishkan will only be by the type of people that have the potential to once again reach that purity that the Shechina will be in the people, right? And not in the cordoned off area. We right now need a secure perimeter because our Tzelem was corrupted. Right, but we get the Mishkan because we're destined to be purified, as the Navi says, "V'asati Shechinasi b'sochachem." Right, the Shechina is destined to come back to be in the people and not confined to the Mishkan. Right? And that's what drives the goyim crazy. Right? That's what drives the goyim crazy. That's what they're insanely jealous of. Shashchina shoreh b'Yisrael, the Shechina, you know, dwells amongst the Jewish people. And there's a statement that was being made, right, by the Chanukah Samishkan, right? Everyone says we're all children of Adam Rishon. That Adam Rishon was a Tzel Melokim, that's undeniable, God himself made him. And Adam Rishon says, B'tzalmenu kidmuseinu. 930 years, can I get Adam Rishon? He was a perfect Tzelem, because God himself made him. The question is, where did the Tzelem go after that? All right, 130, at 130, he had Shais. So as like the Rambam that we brought, Shais had a Tzelem Elokim. That's why it says, Ve'osu b'tzalmo, B'tzalmo, right? Because, you know, he got the Torah of Adam Rishon. Where did it go after that? Right? After that went to Noach. Right? So now we're not so concerned with how long Noach lived because Noach wasn't a perfect Tzelem, but at the age of 500, he had kids. That means he was able to pass on the Tzelem of Bnei Noach that stabilized humanity at a above animal level, that to the point that God swore he'd never destroy the world again. He pulled it off at the age of 500. So now, 20 years earlier was the Gzeira of the Mabul. Right, so seemingly, a goy has the right to say, "We survived the Mabul. We're the Tzelem that God wants." Because 20 years earlier than that was the Gzeira of the Mabul, and after that, Noach begat his three children, who all survived the Mabul. Right, and that's the goyim's taina. We survived the Mabul, so we must be the human form that God wants, and there's nothing special about Am Yisrael. But what does it say by that pasuk? Rashi says, like I explained on that pasuk, "Lo yadun ruchi banam la'olam." I'm not going to deal with man, for I'm not going to contend with him forever, for he is flesh. The Gemara on Chulin says, and Dav Kufla Mites, it's a remez to Moshe Rabbeinu. B'shegam, for he is flesh, is Gematria Moshe. And that's what the pasuk ends off. He'll live 120 years. Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years. Right? That already by the Gzeira of the Mabul, right, that which there was a humanity survived the Mabul was Al Menas to get to Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's really cool that the Mabul was continuing until Moshe Rabbeinu was born. That's the secret, says the Zohar, that Moshe Rabbeinu was also in a teva. He was in an ark, right? Because the Mabul kept on going, and that's Moshe ki min amay mishisil. He raises above the water. It's like the Mabul was still happening until Moshe Rabbeinu was born, because all the humanity that survived the Mabul was just a intermediary. It was just a, what we say in yeshiva, shehechi timtza, a means, right, to get to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the message that has to get across, right? That the Tzelem of Noach can't match up to the Tzelem of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Right? But what was the biggest chip in the Tzelem? Mechiras Yosef. Because we hit the big pot, we hit the big times with Yaakov Avinu. That the Gemara says in Bamtia, Shufrei de Yaakov me'ein Shufrei de Adam Arishon. Yaakov Avinu had the beauty of Adam Arishon before the sin, and the face of Yaakov is engraved on the Kisei HaKavod. Everyone knows all these Chazals that, as it were, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov finished the process. The three of us were a process to restore the Tzelem that's reminiscent of Adam Arishon Kodem Acher. The biggest chink in that Tzelem was Mechiras Yosef. Because Yosef was supposed to be the bridge between the Avos and the Shvatim, right? And ki ben zekunim hulo, says Rashi, the ziv ikunim of Yosef, right? His countenance was similar to that of Yaakov. He was supposed to bridge the power of the Avos within the Shvatim. He's like an intermediary between Avos. That's why his two kids become Shvatim in their own right, Menashe and Ephraim, right? Selling Yosef was to push Yosef out of Am Yisrael, was to, as it were, cut our lifeline back to the Avos. The Avos were working to restore the Tzelem. Yosef is supposed to be the power that bridges the Avos with the Shvatim. He's Yaakov, you know, within the next generation. Pushing him out, you know, was a disruption of the Tzelem, because it's cutting off our connection to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And that's why, when they're reunited in Parshas Vayigash, so it says, Vayef kal tzavarei binyamin, binyamin b'chal tzavarev. They started quoting on the necks of Binyamin. So Rashi said, how many necks of Binyamin have? It's connected to two batei mikdashes that were destined to be destroyed. And he cried on the neck of Yosef, connected Mishkan Shil that got destroyed. Why are they crying about the Chorbanus? Because they knew the Mishkan is going to be incomplete and have a chink in it because of Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef was a chink, what disrupted the Tzelem, right? Right? And that's what, you know, and that's what needed a kapara. And that's why here by Chanukah Samishkan, you need a kapara from Mechiras Yosef, because that's the that's a chink in the tzelem of Am Yisrael that hasn't been set yet right. Right? And this is what it means, and with this we'll conclude, right? That the Yevonim, right, the Ramban says that the whole Parshas Baaloscha, right, Aaron being consoled was not referring to them, it's referring to Chanukah. It was all remiss to Chanukah, that there's going to be another Chanukah in Bayis Sheni that the Kohanim will take, the Chashmonaim or Kohanim, they're going to do it all, right? Because that was the competition between us and the Yevonim. They weren't willing to accept that Am Yisrael is special, right? We have a higher tzelem there. They thought that they had perfected human glory. They were the pinnacle of human development, and that's what drove them crazy about Am Yisrael. And what's the indication? Am Yisrael is a whole different type of humanity with a different tzelem. The Shechina dwells in Am Yisrael. So that's why they were metame, right? The Beis Hamikdash, right? What stuck it in their face was the, you know, the Neis HaMenorah, right? Because you shouldn't say it was just a military victory. It wasn't a coincidence. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make it clear that Am Yisrael beat the Greeks, right? To show that Am Yisrael is the chosen of the human race and not the Greeks. That was demonstrated with the Neros HaMarachah, and that's what's alluded to in this week's parasha.